No. And the collective groan went up. So first of all, I just have to say, Tara, isn't that amazing? And Tara, who do we need to recognize? There are lots.
Help in this. My mama.
Gail, raise your hand. There's Claire right there.
Claire.
And Granny.
I got Granny. Did I say Granny? Is that my Granny?
You did say Nana.
I said Nana. So, my mom and Granny were helping throughout this whole week, and everyone else showed up, swarmed upon me today, and we've been cooking all day. So,
wow.
I could not have pulled it off without them. So, very much, very, very grateful for all that help.
Thank you, sweetie. I want to read to you a letter that I wrote in the year 2009. This is a letter that I wrote to the board or the vestry of St. Brendan's in the city. This was a church that we planted in the inner city. Some of you here were a part of planting that church, and I wrote this letter in the spring of 2009. It says, "Dear friends, a very exciting opportunity has arisen that I want to share with you for your prayer, for your counsel, and for your continued partnership in life. If what seems to be happening is in fact what God is doing, it holds profound potential for our family and for others. And ever since it came unexpectedly on the screen on Easter Monday, April 13th of 2009, the deepest question has been, is this crazy or is this God crazy? And as the week unfolded, it has felt more and more like it may indeed be the Lord's hand at work. On that Monday, without seeking it and without looking for it, we came across a property in the Shenandoah Valley that, if it is God's will for us, we believe would not only meet the most significant needs of our family, but also be a very fertile space for new and exciting ministries for many others. We feel confident that God is in this, regardless of the outcome, and we want to be responsive to Him, recognizing that all things are in God's hands. And fully recognizing, we feel like this property is a plausible enough opportunity that we are moving ahead on it, fully recognizing that at the end it might not be workable. There are plenty of ways real estate deals can fall apart. Amen? Amen. Our posture is drive until you hit the hurdles or until you hit the roadblocks. And we've been asking God to explicitly confirm or block this as His direction. It was 5 years ago. So the week after we saw this place for the very first time, I talked to my five main older and wisers at the time. I talked to John Yates there in the blue shirt. I talked to Bill Dice back there with the silver hair. Silver Dollar Dice, we still call him. I talked to my spiritual director, Father James. I talked to Steve Garber. And I talked to my bishop, because I'm a man under authority. And they all said, yes, this smells like God. I met with John maybe 10 days after that initial conversation, and he asked me, hey, Bill, have you bought that house yet? And you have to understand, this is after 20 years of Bill and Tara solidly being in the direction of doing inner city ministry, right? Both in Washington, D.C. and around the world. And John, 10 days after I told him about it, said, have you bought that place yet? That was encouraging. And then St. Brendan's. We went through a corporate discernment process to ask, is this what God is doing in Bill and Tara's life? And is this what God is doing in our church life? And the answer was yes. God said yes to this. And as I've said many times, the call to come to Corehaven, it was not like a gun to the head where God was saying, you must do this. Rather, it was much more of a gentle invitation where God was saying, if you want to, you can, and I will be with you. And so, And so we said yes, Tara and I. And 4 months after that first sight of this property, we had moved and did a 90-degree direction change in our whole life from inner city and international third world context to Corehaven and the Shenandoah Valley. And we found ourselves moved in August of 2009. 3 days after we moved in, we found out we were pregnant with our fourth child. Which my thought for her name was, well, maybe we should name her Confirmation. Tara didn't think that was such a good idea. So we named her Mara Margaret Shenandoah. And that is her name. She was born. And Corehaven was born. Corehaven was born. Corehaven means rest for the heart. It means safe place for the soul. And we've always talked about this place as a place to meet God and a place to be met by God. And then a couple of years later, 2.5 years after that, of course, you have to remember, we moved out here with no vision. We moved out here not knowing what we were saying yes to, but we just knew that God was in it. 2.5 years after we moved, then Coracle was born. Coracle is the name of our nonprofit. And this nonprofit enables us to do what we do. And it enables other people to do what they do. And it's enabling so many of us now to be able to do those things that we're made to do, gifted to do, and called to do. And so Coracle came into born as well. And as you know from that little card, you've heard me talk about this, Coracle does spiritual direction. We offer retreats, individual retreats and group retreats. We take pilgrimages. We offer sacramental ministry like baptisms and Eucharist services. We run a website and we write. We pursue ministries of mercy and justice. And we try to pay attention to being good stewards of God's good earth and doing something with creation care. This whole thing that we've experienced tonight is just a way to say, you know, God has given us something, hasn't He? And when we're able to use it and respect it, it comes back and it blesses us 100-fold, doesn't it? Right? So Coracle does all of these things, and it's a very strong list of ministry that Coracle does. But you know, it's not the list that gets me really, really excited. What do you think gets me excited? It's the people. It's what God does in the lives of people. And so I just want to share with you a letter and a few comments of folks who have been out here just in the last few months and what happened to them and how they experienced God. This is from a young woman named Patricia, and she writes this. She said, "Thank you for hosting me here in your place. Your kindness made me feel so welcomed and safe. Thank you for meeting with me to listen to me and to guide me in hearing God speak to me. Tara, thank you for so much for the tasty home-cooked meals. It was so generous and it was so sweet. I really loved hanging out with Mara and Karis and Iona and Liam. The girls are so sweet and loving, and I felt really sad saying goodbye to them. I'm grateful they were part of my time to rest because they were life-giving to me. And they were a reminder that God's created gift of pure joy and friendship. I felt very loved by Yates, too." Now, that's a surprise, of course, because John Yates isn't out here that much, but our dog named Yates is out here all the time. And our golden retriever named Yates has loved on so many people. Actually, I've begun to call him Pastor Yates. And so now there are two Yateses in the world who don't do what I tell them to do. "I'm blessed to have stayed here, provided by your hospitality. And here we go. It was a place that let me be still. It was a place that let me know peace and let me know greater confidence and truth. It gave me a sweet time with God through the rhythms of the day and in the nature in the woods and by the river, through the thunder and the pouring rain and bright, beautiful sun, sometimes all at the same time." And here she goes. "Most of all, I appreciate that it's real. The love of God that I experienced here is real and beautiful and perhaps greater than my imagination had realized. Thank you." That's what we do here. And it's the primary thing that we do here is we try to create a space where somebody can encounter the love of God for them. And they can go on in their journey with Him to whatever it is that He's calling them to do. So that's a person who comes out here on an individual retreat. And then there are, of course, now hundreds and hundreds of people who are coming out here on group retreats. And this is what they say. Okay, so these are people who just come out here for a day with 25 or 30 other people. This is in the last 6 months. God gave me peace and quiet to meditate and prayer to rest. God carried my sorrows. He carried my burdens. He led me to the cross. God always meets me in this place. Here's another one. He provided exactly what I needed, but not what I expected. That happens all the time. Somebody comes out here with one expectation in mind, and then God meets them with what they actually need. Here's another one. I love this. I was reminded that even though I have many questions and concerns for Jesus, I deeply love Him. The first and foremost thing that I am is that I am a woman who loves Jesus. That's powerful. And then lastly, God met me here through walking the nature paths and in hearing others share, but primarily He met me in the moments of silent prayer. God has calmed my soul and made me hungry for Him. I could go on and on, and I seriously could keep you here till 1 o'clock reading stuff like this. It's remarkable how God is in fact meeting people here. And you know, there's only more and more people coming now. And what you've gotten to see today is that with this new addition, there's only going to be more and more people coming. Huh. Why? Well, very simply because they don't have to use the bathroom in our house, right? Can I get an amen on that? Yeah. Amen. A thanks be to God. Right, Tara? You know, some people are anecdote people, story people. Some people are numbers people. They want the statistics. And I'm happy to give you statistics because they're all there. And I had planned on giving you statistics, but those aren't very fun, are they? What I'm going to tell you, though, is that for all the anecdotes, there are the statistics to back them up of more and more people coming here. I think we will have more people at Corehaven in 2014. I think we'll have double the amount of people here in 2014 that we've had in 2013, actually, between individual retreats and group retreats. It's just amazing how people are continuing to come. And now with this new addition, we can host without there being the massive limitation of Terrace in my schedule. And we can also host events like this where, could we have done this today if it was just our house? There's no way we could have done it. I mean, two ovens. See this guy in the salmon shirt right there? The one who's looking sheepish? I'm about to give him a big thanks. This is our contractor. Yay. And all I wanted was a bathroom. And I had a price in mind for that bathroom. But Nathan said, you know, as opposed to punching a hole in that wall, why don't we just put two bathrooms down there? And he said, you know, if you're going to have all these people out here, you probably should have a kitchen. We can do that cheaply, as long as we're doing all this work. So I had in my mind one bathroom. Nathan had in mind two bathrooms and a kitchen. So we can do more here. So it's amazing how people keep on coming. And if you are a numbers person, I'm happy to give you those numbers. They're all there. You know, a couple of years into this now, we finally figured out what we're actually doing with Coracle. Beyond the lists, beyond the vision statements, beyond kind of the elevator speech, this is the essence of what we're actually doing. This is what we've now learned after several years in. We're providing spiritual direction for those people who don't know where to find it, and especially those who are coming from the evangelical community for whom this is a new discipline. And in a minute, I'm going to thank some of our spiritual directors who are here so you can know them and meet them. And we're providing spiritual direction a lot for clergy, for priests and pastors, and for other leaders. Give me 6 hours and I could tell you the stories. Even of the guy who was here this past week and the people coming this coming week. It's nonstop, clergy and other spiritual leaders who are coming here to find help. Second thing is that we are providing a place at Corehaven for people to encounter God for those who wouldn't otherwise know where to go. because of my being at the Falls Church now for so long and because of other networks that are represented, there are a lot of people who know me, but they don't know where to go for spiritual retreat. And now they know that we have a place, and so they're comfortable coming here. And so we're providing a place of encounter for God. We're, third thing is we're introducing classic Christian spiritual practices to those with, they're interested in it, but they don't have easy access to it. They don't know how to learn about silence. They don't know how to learn about contemplation. They don't know how to learn about the sacraments. They don't know how to learn about abandoning yourself to God. They don't know how to deal with suffering. And we're providing ways for them to learn in a way that is accessible to them. Fourth thing is we're connecting contemplation and action. We're connecting being a person of prayer and being a person who engages the heart, the hurt of the world, and holds those together. And we are a ministry and a people that we don't want to let go of either one. We don't want to let go of a real relationship with God based in prayer, and we don't want to let go of being involved in the real world that is really, really broken. Somehow they must hold together, and we do that. And so especially we find ourselves ministering to a lot of people who, they're activists. They're justice workers. They're social workers. They're people who are trying to change the world, either through NGOs or governmental organizations, or through their work with the federal government, or their work in law, or their work in business. And they want to figure out how to change the world, but they don't want to do it on their own strength anymore. They want to do it in God's power. And so they come here, and we talk about that. Or they come to a retreat, or they meet with one of our spiritual directors, and we do that. And then the last thing that I think we're doing is we're making a way for some individuals to really offer themselves in the world. And this is our spiritual directors, and it's also our associates, who, these are uniquely gifted people for whom Coracle is a way that they can offer their ministry. That's what we're doing, those five things. Spiritual direction, contemplation and action, a place to encounter God, helping people be who they are, and something else. So that's what's been going on. That's what's happening. What's coming up is, of course, we're not only going to keep on doing what we're doing here, we're going to do more of it. And this new addition will enable us to do a lot more of it. Right now, I have on the calendar 4 retreats of small groups or men's and women's groups that are not public, but they're groups from like the Falls Church and other places who are going to use this building because they can. Right? People coming out for an overnight. Because they can. That's 4 just this fall. And then we've got group retreats and more programs and so on. So what are we doing? More of what we've been doing. But we're also going to do more now in Northern Virginia and in Washington, D.C. And we're doing that in a couple of different ways. You've heard me talk maybe about these seminars that we're offering in Northern Virginia. That's cool. But what's really cool is, Lord willing, Wade. Do y'all see Wade there in the white shirt? That's Wade Ballew. He has worked in Congress now for 30 or 35 years, I think.
Yeah, a little over 30.
Right. Helping keep the congressman straight about tax law, which is a very important vocation. Not easy. But he's also one of our spiritual directors. And Wade is so much more than a policy wonk. He's actually a man of God. And over our long friendship and conversations over the years, he's become a seasoned spiritual director, but he's also become one who really wants to see some of what we do out here translate to Northern Virginia. So starting in January 1st, we, Lord willing, board approval, money, all that stuff, you know, ethics committee of the U.S. House, Terry, which is the big hurdle, but she's already said yes, so that's good. Wade is going to become the community minister for Northern Virginia of Coracle. And he's going to start leading regular groups of spiritual practice and prayer and places of silence and spiritual formation. And so we're going to try to translate some of what we do here back into Northern Virginia as well. And Wade will be leading that. So we're going to keep on doing it all here. I'm going to keep on going out and about doing what I'm doing. And Wade's going to start doing some stuff in Northern Virginia. And who knows who's going to start doing stuff in Washington, D.C. Margo. But we'll see where it happens. So, good things and more to come. And I just need to, I need to say thank you actually to a lot of people. So, how are you on wine? How are you on food? You okay? You all right? Here come the thank yous. The first person I want to thank is Tara.
Yay!
And of course, it's not because she puts on an amazing meal. But sweetheart, you have now, we've lived in the inner city of Washington, D.C. We've traveled around the world, and now we live in the Shenandoah Valley on the farm. And you've always said, yes, that sounds good to me. You've often said, I have no idea how that works, but you said yes. And so thank you just for being my partner and for being in life. I married up. I'll take an amen. I want to thank those who have really believed in me over the years. John Yates, thank you. If I had maybe $1,000 for every time John said to me, I'm not sure I understand what you're saying, Bill, but I believe in it, I'd be a very rich man. So I could go on for a long time about John. I could also go on for a long time about Bill Dice, who similarly, you know, Bill and I have been in the saddle together now for 20 years, and it's not stopping yet. And so, Bill, thank you. And Nancy, thank you for letting him help me. So we're going to Liberia next week, did he tell you? Or was it Sierra Leone? I can't remember. I do want to thank Steve Garber, even though he's not here, and also Father James and the many good bishops I've had. I want to thank our board. Bill Dice is representing our board tonight, but also Rich Dean and Katie Lundstrom and Rob Kresh and Soren Johnson and Carol Jackson. I have to thank one of our most important board members who is with us in spirit but not in body, and that is Bill Shear, my father-in-law, Tara's dad, Gail's husband, who we lost in December. There's no way this would have happened without him. There's no way that we could have made this move out here without him. Of course, Bill and Gail live 5 minutes away, and that's why we moved out here. And I couldn't list all the things that Bill made happen because of who he is and because of what he could do. And so I have to thank him. So, Bill, thank you. I want to thank Scott Baresh. Scott has led a group of 8th graders down here about for the last 4 or 5 years, who so many of these places that have been cleared out in the woods, his 8th graders did that. The treehouse area, the meadow area, the cross area, and now the Garden of Grieving area, and who knows what else. And but more than that, Scott has encountered God here, and so did his wife Peggy before she died, also in December. Both Bill and Peggy asked that their memorial gifts would go to help this addition happen. And it happened. So I want to thank you and also to Peggy. So Peggy, thank you. I want to thank Gail and Granny, of course, my mother-in-law and my granny. So thank you guys for just being our life here and being so special to us. Without you, we couldn't do this. So we only hope to give back as much as you've given to us. So thank you. So many of you here have given us money to make Coracle happen, so thank you. Without you, it would not happen, I can't tell you. It took me a year and a half, maybe 2 years, to finally stop stressing about money. And to hear God say to me, Bill, I didn't lead you out here to drop you. 4 kids, you know, put a gun into my head in my career. If I lose my job at the Falls Church, I'm in the Shenandoah Valley as an Anglican priest? Like, this is not without risk. But 3 years ago, God said to me, Bill, I did not lead you out here to drop you. I will provide. And I'll be honest with y'all, I really haven't stressed about it since. And God has provided. And he's provided through so many of you who have given Coracle money. So thank you. There are so many people I wish I could thank this personally, and I will one way or the other, but you've made this happen, so thank you. I want to thank so many friends here, especially though I want to thank Max and Kate Finberg. I think our dearest friends you all mean the world to us, so thank you for being here once again. I want to thank the spiritual directors of Coracle who are here. Margot, hi Margot, and Wade, and also Claire, and we're missing a couple others. Also Desiree, who couldn't be here tonight, but thank you to y'all to just blessing so many people. This, yes. If you don't know it already, all three of these, Claire Kelly, Ann Wade Ballou, and Margot Eyring, are rock stars. They are helping people become more like Jesus every day. It's amazing. DJ Smith. DJ, right there in the black shirt. DJ helps us get the word out. DJ helped us make a website when Coracle barely existed. DJ has always been there to be helpful to me on the tech needs when I would have no idea what to do and wouldn't even know what to do. But not only that, DJ's a friend. And so around that little fire pit, so many times we have partaken of a beverage that comes from a country that almost was no longer part of England. And we've enjoyed ourselves. So DJ, thank you to you. I want to thank Tim Cobb. Sorry, come here. Come here. This is Tim Cobb. Tim Cobb actually knows how to make Corehaven run. Without Tim, I don't think we could do this. Tim helps. If those cows were all mine, they would die. If the woods were my responsibility, you couldn't walk in them. And Tim is probably one of the most honest and most hardworking people that I know. And in front of all these people, I want to thank you for the good work you've done. Thank you, Tim.
Yep, thank you.
And I do want to, Nathan, would you mind standing? I do want to thank Nathan Bell, our contractor. So, Nathan, do y'all like it?
Yeah.
Nathan, how did we start? How did we start our project? When I signed on the line, what was the first thing we did?
Wrote me a check, I think.
Before that.
Amen. What?
We prayed.
Oh yeah, that's right. That too.
And what was the last thing I did on Monday when I gave you your actual check?
You wrote me a check and prayed too.
That's right. So Nathan has done a really great job of making this possible. And I just want to say, if you're local, Nathan is a great contractor. And if you're in Northern Virginia, he goes there. If you live in Linden and have a project, Nathan will be your man. So, but Nathan, thank you so much. You really...
I don't know about that.
Go to Maryland?
Absolutely. Yes. But Nathan, thank you so much. So seriously, if you do have a project, Nathan can do it. And he'll do it. He'll do it and he'll capture the soul of it. I want to thank Tara's cadre today, of course, Claire and Margot and Jane and Meredith and Wade and Terry. Thank you. Claire's right there. And then also Chris and Emily Thomas. Hello, Chris and Emily Thomas. Can I just say thank you for being our friends? Chris and Emily live about a mile down the road, and they've taken pity on us. They've had compassion on us. They've allowed us to be their friends, so thank you. It's great to be in life with you guys, and I'm so glad you're here. I'd also like to thank Mike Dorman, who can't be here tonight, and Mike and Denise Miller and Cindy Dellinger and Mary Zirkel and Jennifer Custer and Rebecca Doherty as well. So that's a lot of thank yous, but of course that's the point of tonight, isn't it? We've been here 5 years, and all we wanted to do tonight was say thank you. Thank you. So you all have been enough of these events where it's like, okay, Haley, where's the ask? And I'm really telling you, there is no ask. There is no ask. We just want to say thank you. So if there's anything I would ask you to do, it's this. It would be, would you just stay with us? Would you just stay with us? Stay on the journey. Keep on coming out. You know, hear what we're doing and help us make it happen, however it is that you can do that. We talk often about Coracle being on a journey together with God to find God. I would just ask you this. Just stay on the journey with us. Because you are what makes our life rich. You are what has enabled so many great things to happen for God's kingdom and for God's people. And we couldn't be more grateful. So my biggest word tonight is simply this. It is really thank you. Thank you, each one. So, now who have I not thanked yet? Who's that? Do you know? Who have I not thanked yet? I'll give you a hint. Yes, Ann.
God!
That's right. That's right. Isn't he the one that we have to thank the most? We thank God. God is real. God has shown himself to us in Jesus Christ. He's told us who he is and he's told us how to live in the Bible. God is real. And I just want to say, none of this would happen if God wasn't real. And he is. And so I do want to thank God. And I do want to thank Jesus Christ for making all of this possible. You know, we started out talking about shalom, fullness, the good gifts of God that he wants to give to all of us. This has been only a taste of it. Only a taste of it. God wants to give you good things. And so I thank God, we thank God, and we thank Jesus. So don't you think it's fitting for us to maybe to stand and thank God together with the doxology? Some of you might not know it, that's okay, just enjoy other people singing it. All right? So let's thank God. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Course 5. Dessert. Thank you all so much.